Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I'm glad you're here with us. The world is filled with negative voices. The people that want to pull you down, steal your joy, beat you up, make you feel bad. I'm not here to do any of that. No, I am here to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made and that there is a plan for your life. You can live a life of despair and despondency and feeling like a victim, or you can lead a purpose-driven life, knowing that you are here for a purpose. Hi, good evening. You've called The Delilah Show. Who is this?
Delilah, this is John.
Hi, John. What can I do for you tonight?
Reason I'm calling you, Delilah, I've been listening to you for many years. In fact, my first trip down south on a bus, you were there.
I was there keeping you company. How long ago was that?
That was back in 1998.
Wow. Yep, we've been together a long time, my friend.
We have. Some of the stuff that I've been through, Delilah, back in 2009, you know, I always believe that God won't give you more than you can handle. I had my sister who passed away in April of 2009. My son passed away in June of 2009. My former sister-in-law 4 days after him, and then also I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. So going through this in life, from that point on, I believe that being positive and upbeat can get you through anything.
Wow. And all that hit in 1 year?
Yes.
Thank God you made it through.
Absolutely. I try to share my story, Delilah, because I believe in being positive and upbeat and going forward, that you can get through anything.
I don't know that I would be able to get through that, but I pray I never have to find out.
I hear you. I'm doing fine. I just retired after 43 years at my company.
And now what are you going to do now that you're in retirement?
Well, I'm going to make time to go travel and visit my family more, see more of them. I have a large family, so it's not everybody takes the time to see each other, and they should.
It sounds like it's time to get a motorhome.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, let me play a song for you. I'm glad you made it through, not just through on the phone lines. I'm glad you made it through all the storms of life, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
I pray you have safe travels and so much fun connecting with family.
Well, thank you, Delilah. I really appreciate that.
Marilyn, this is Delilah. Hi, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. I'm absolutely elated that I got through. But anyway, I had been married for 25 years, but been with the same guy for about 28 and just recently divorced. Through that, I have learned that there are so many good things in life that you don't have to dwell in the past or dwell in the what should have or could have been. And one of those things is this little one that I take care of 5 days a week or 5 nights a week. And that's where I'm lucky enough to listen to the spiritual and emotional and wonderful love that you spew out to everybody that's listening. You are just such an inspiration. I don't know how to thank you for putting all this time out and being such a love.
Well, trust me, Marilyn, I'm not that great, but I appreciate
sorry,
the kind
but
words.
You come across that way.
I may come across that way, but I'm just as human as anybody you've ever met, and I make just as many mistakes and do just as many jerky things and, you know,
lose my temper with the kids. I know you're very human, but you're one of those special few that are really a true, good, loving human.
Well, thank you. God has given me much and blessed me much and forgiven me much, and I am grateful for that I try to pass it on.
I got a letter from Allison, who was listening to my show the other night, and she says, Delilah, I've been having a very hard time lately. Nothing too serious, but I haven't been able to be myself. Typically, I'm very nice, I'm sweet, I'm positive. But since I returned to school, I've been awkward, mean-spirited, and negative. It's just not me. And I even cringe as I hear the words coming out of my own mouth. I think I needed something to knock some sense into me. I was driving late yesterday, and I turned on the radio, and I heard your words about negative people and how it just brings other people down. I knew that was meant for me. I knew that God intended for me to hear you talking about that. And now I know I need to change. I need to get myself back to the nice person that I know that I am. It won't be easy, but at least I know that I'm driving in the right direction. Please say a prayer for me and the difficult circumstances that test me every day. I want to find the strength to stay positive. Thank you. From Allison. Welcome. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Patty.
Patty, what can I do for you tonight?
Delilah, I've been trying for 2 months to get through to you. My father died, and 8 months later, my brother died, and my best friend kind of took over for my dad and my brother. So that's what's on my heart tonight.
So you have had a whole lot of loss in a very short time.
Yeah, you know, and I related to this girl the other night that was talking to you. I also gave up my daughter for adoption, and she's now in college. But what I did is I set up with the people that adopted her to get pictures of her every 6 months so I could watch her grow up.
Are you in contact with the family now?
With the family, but she hasn't chosen to contact me yet. She's in college, and she just has a real full life, and she got a scholarship. She's very happy, and they adopted another little girl after her, so she has a little sister, and you know she'll be 22 June 22nd of this year. But, I mean, my heart's full from that. I mean, I got to watch her grow up. I got to name her. They kept her name. I gave her her name. They were both in the birthing room with me, the man and the woman, when I gave birth to her. It was just I set it up myself the way I thought that I could do it, after a lot of prayer and a lot of, you know, thought of how emotionally I could handle it. And it wasn't easy.
Yeah, well, when you make that big of a sacrifice of love, and I truly believe I have never met a single birth mom in all the years I've been involved in the adoption field. I have never once, of all the hundreds of birth moms I met a birth mom who said, I just didn't want the kid.
Yeah.
That's not why people choose adoption.
No,
that's not why
no.
birth moms and
well,
birth dads no. make that sacrifice.
And it just went full circle, and it was the right decision.
You know what it sounds like, Patty? It sounds like you're one of those people that always looks at your glass as half full. That
yeah.
no matter what comes along, no matter how life beats you up and knocks you down, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you find the joy and the good and the ability to bless others.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah.
Delilah.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, and the good brothers Wallow 267 and Gilly the Kid, just to name a few. Go get your tickets right now, blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. We'll see you Saturday, April 27th.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway.
listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.